Blog Talk Radio.
Someone has said, whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Frankly, I always think about those words. And I appreciate their cogent power. And I wanted that to be the opening, those words to be the opening of today's show, which has to do with the victimhood. And I want to discuss the fact that victims are created. Someone profits from creating victims or implanting within the minds of a certain group of individuals the idea that they are victims. Because to be a victim means to be without power. It means to be disempowered. And therefore, it also means the inability to determine one's own destiny, or collectively for individuals to determine their destiny. And so, just think carefully about the term victim. And it literally means to be without power. It means to be under the authority or rule of another, or either a financial or in some other way. So to be a victim means to be disempowered. Then there are those who come along and reinforce the victim mentality in order to give a particular individual or a particular group oppressed. There are other physiological reactions to victimism. For instance, if a group of people have been taken hostage or disempowered economically, others come along and say, oh, well, this is why this is happening, and we're going to make sure that this never happens again. But if you look at the, if you consider deeply what is being said here, here's another group that is reinforcing the habituated thinking of victimism. And these persons encourage the labeling of victim. So one has created a perennial victim class of individuals or an individual who see themselves as disempowered, as unable to lift themselves up, or in the case of an individual, to lift himself up or herself up because of an oppressive situation or a traumatic event or situation that has come into his or her life, or their lives. People profit. There is a class of individuals who profit from telling individuals that they are victims. And the Word of God addresses this. Peter wrote these words, Peter said that individuals would come along who would make merchandise of you. They will make merchandise of you. And he was talking about false teachers. and how they would bring in victimism to the church. And hence, believers would be made victims. And so there are individuals who become habituated to thinking of themselves as victims, as those who have been disempowered, who can't lift themselves up, who will never have certain advantages because they are not a victim class. And they will be forever looked upon as a victim class or as an individual with certain stigmas, social factors, psychosocial factors, and then there are diseases that result from victimhood. And victims can be angry persons, and given to events of rage, or persons can have a settled attitude of anger. A settled attitude of anger that the Bible calls in the New Testament orge. Orge means an attitude of anger, a perennial attitude of anger. And when an angry individual has certain physiological events that begin to take place, or that will take place, such as the release of cortisol into the bloodstream, which tears up the walls of the arteries. Plaquing in the arteries is the attempt of the body to heal itself by covering over those cracks that happens in arterial walls through cortisol that eats away at the lining of arterial walls. This happens through anger. And so this creates heart disease. And so we have to understand what victimhood creates. Neurologically, we understand that today, individuals can be released, or the neurological wiring can be redistributed around a positive or positive viewpoint or perceptions of oneself. We learned a long time ago that the gland that is responsible for human growth can be shut down physiologically when persons are in an environment, children are in a domestic environment of anger. And so they can suffer stunted growth because of the environment. We learned this a long time ago. The mind, the body responds to its environment. Social engineers and social planners understand this, and so therefore understand that victimhood is a very complex system, and that the Word of God has provided the answer for individuals who no longer want to be a victim. Individuals can be set free. This is the ministry of Jesus. This was his distinctive messianic consciousness, to understand that God sent him forth as the Logos, as the Anthropos, as the God-man, in order to bring freedom to humankind. It is no mistake that atheistic socialist governments want to get rid of the Word of God. One of the first things these kind of governments want to do is to get rid of the Word, so people will not have access to the Word. Let me draw your attention to a small book written by Will Durant called The Lessons of History. And in there's a particular chapter on socialism, and Will Durant recounts how in ancient China and ancient Rome, this experiment with socialism was tried, and it always failed. It always fails. It's a very powerful chapter. It that tiny book is very powerful. It's the thickness, the brevity of the book, the smallness of the book does not take away from the profundity of its pages. If you have an opportunity, please read the book by Will Durant, The Lessons of History. It is a very small book. And he and his wife wrote this incredible set of history books called Lessons of History. The one that I'm referencing is the last book, a very tiny book, which accompanies their massive work. In Luke chapter 4, beginning at verse 17, Jesus went to Nazareth, and he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath, and he stood up to read the word of God. And he found the place in the prophet Isaiah. And so he opened the book, and Jesus read these words: "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted." I should literally read "the shattered in heart," "to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." Verse 19, "to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Here is a summary verse, that is, verse 18, a summary verse about the mission, the specific mission of Jesus. First of all, he speaks about being led of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God has alighted upon me. And Jesus speaks of his own anointing to herald the good news, to herald the gospel to those who are oppressed and disillusioned. In other words, those who are victims, who have been appointed victims. And understand that victims are appointed by a ruling class. And Jesus said he has come, what? To heal the brokenhearted as a result of being oppressed. And to preach deliverance to the captives. I love this term in Hebrew, in Greek, this term captives. It refers to those who have been taken in war at the point of the spear. And this is also a word I like because when I teach about addiction, I see the same picture, or those individuals who have been taken captive in war at the point of the spear, because addiction is not a medical term. It is a psychological term. And I like the theological term. This is my term, my understanding of addiction. Persons can become addicted to victim, and their brains can be formed around this very petulant, very destructive self-identity. Something happened to me, an event happened to me, this happened to me, so therefore I build my self-awareness around this. Understand that there are persons who profit from labeling you as a victim, who reinforces victim identity. The Son of God, Jesus Christ, in order to set persons free from the victim mentality, the victim identity. You may go before him this morning if you don't know him as your personal Savior. Please read 1 Corinthians 15. Please read John 3:16. Please, and one may ask God to set one free from the victim identity and live a life that is welcome to God and to oneself. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a blessed day.